Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Happy Sunday, everyone. It's a gorgeous Sunday here in Connecticut, where I am broadcasting from. And I think I can go ahead and say happy 4th, because last night I forgot it was Saturday night and they would be doing the fireworks all around here. And I called my neighbor up and I said, "Charlie, oh, there's a lot of thunder." He said, "Honey, it's the fireworks." So there I was. I forgot about the 4th of July. So happy 4th. And I want you to call everyone and just tell them to join this segment, because today it's a powerful segment. You know, every Sunday, our focus is on doing stories that are changing lives in some way or another. And before we go into that, however, I want to welcome guest 3-658-3699-3818 to the show. And here is our theme song before we get into this segment this evening.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
You know, we have now stepped into our 5th year of doing this show. And when we stepped over the threshold of doing the show for the 5th year, we started doing the voiceover. And a few of my supporters sent me an email when we started using the voiceover that, oh, we missed the song, we missed the theme song. So I am a woman to my word, and I promise them that we will still do the theme song. And this is why I still play the theme song after the voiceover. However, there are some segments that I do that this song is so appropriate. And the segment today is one of those times. Joining me in the virtual green room is Mrs. Dana Lynn Dowling. And she is a mother from Middlebury here in Connecticut, whose son is serving in Afghanistan. And, you know, she could have been sitting home moping and just worrying about her son and all of that. Instead, you are going to be amazed to hear about all the things she is doing. So Listen, call everybody you know and tell them to tune in and call in and get ready to support this worthy cause. All right, before we bring our honored guests on, I want to remind you that this summer season, will you take some time and enjoy your families? Families are very important. You don't need to have a lot of money to enjoy your family. So set some time aside and do something together as a family. If you are living in Connecticut, I need your help and support. As for those of you who have been supporting me a long time, you know I coordinate a French cultural exchange program where I am blessed to place the young French students in the home of Americans. This program has helped to mold them into responsible adults. So they are here to learn about the American culture and also to enhance their English. And we are still in need of a few warm hearts to open their homes to host these children for 21 days. Message me here if you are interested in getting more information. I also want to remind you that I have the breakfast feeding program at my former school in Jamaica, West Indies, the Carmen Moravian School. And I need your support there. We have on GoFundMe.com, we have a program set up for the breakfast feeding program. My goal is to start this September feeding a hot breakfast to 100 students. I tell you, I'm 65 years old, and this summer when I went back to my former school, the same little two-room kitchen that I got my meals from when I was a child, it's the same kitchen. Now they have electricity, and they have a gas stove and a refrigerator. When I was back there, they didn't have that when I was going to school. So my goal is to build a cafeteria, so long as we can raise the funds. But before we focus on the cafeteria, right now we are focusing on starting a breakfast feeding program in September. So I need your money. I need your dollars, your 10 cents, your 50 cents, everything you have. I need your support. I need manpower to go down and help us to launch the program. So all ideas, whatever fundraising ideas you have, reach out, and we still have a few space on the board of directors for people who are interested in empowering others. So if you have that desire, I need you to participate on the board. So again, inbox me for more details. Now, without any further delay, I want to bring on my honored guest, Mrs. Dana Lynn Dowling. Mrs. Dowling, how are you?
I am wonderful, Daphne. How are you?
I am wonderful. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy, busy Sunday summer schedule from your family to be with us here. I do not take it lightly because I know that Sundays are family time. And I am excited about what you're doing, and I know my listeners are going to be very excited too. So I would like for you to take this opportunity and just tell them about who you are before we get into this amazing program that you're doing.
Well, like you said, my name is Dana Dowling, and I'm from Middlebury, Connecticut. And I am a mother of a son who's currently deployed in Afghanistan. And I have another son who's 16 who's home with us and in school. And we are one of those families that is hosting one of those French students for you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I have to tell the listeners, when I went to Dana's home to do the home visit, I looked at her and I said, when I grow up, I want to be just like you. She is just so petite and sophisticated and fabulous. She's one of those ladies, and she's just amazing. You know, sometimes that's some of the perks I get for coordinating this program, because I meet some of the most amazing people on the face of this earth. So thank you for welcoming the French student in your home and for sharing your heart and your home with them.
Thank you for making it possible.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Streets for Troops. How did this all happen?
Streets for Troops came about, I have a son in Afghanistan, and we send him packages constantly, at least every 2 weeks we send him packages. I always send a lot of each item for him to share. And my son informed me that there are a lot of soldiers over there that receive no packages. And on the bases that we're on, there's no stores for these guys to go and buy products either. And he asked me if I could send extra stuff for friends that are there on base that don't receive. And I told him I'd be more than happy. And I mentioned it I'm part of the Middlebury Junior Women's Club. And I mentioned it at one of my meetings because a couple of the other women there are friends of mine and friends of my family, and they send my child packages. And they helped me name this, Treats for Troops, and they helped me get it started, and it just has taken off from there.
Wonderful, amazing, amazing, amazing. What an amazing thing to do. And, you know, as I'm sure you're going to mention later on, but it doesn't take a lot to let these men and women feel appreciated and grateful for what they are doing. And it troubled my heart when I hear that there are soldiers there who get no package. And
yes.
I'm thinking, I mean, come on. How
yes.
could you have a relative over there and you don't make an effort to send something? And this is not a judgmental statement, but you would think each and every family member would want to do a little something that keeps them connected
Absolutely.
With their loved one. And I'm thinking, what's going on in their minds? Why wouldn't they want to offer something?
I don't think it's so much that they don't want to. A lot of them, we don't know their situations. I don't know if maybe they don't have family. It's very, very expensive to ship packages across seas to our soldiers. To fill a box with treats and then to pay for the postage going on over, it's very expensive. So it could be a cost-effective thing. It could be, you know, they don't have family. I'm not sure what it is, but if it's the little things that we could do to make their day brighter,
yes,
that's what makes
yes,
my day.
Yes. Again, I want to welcome guests 3699-3818, 3904-4049 to the chat. Know that you are welcome to call in by dialing 1-646-915-8166. And for all of you who are listening, you do not need to wait for the end to call in. Call in at any time, and I will take your call so we can let this be an interactive conversation. And if you have just joined us, my honored guest is Mrs. Donalyn Dowling, and she is the founder of Treats for Troops here in Connecticut. So let's go back. You went and you spoke to the ladies, and they said, yes, you should name it Treats for Troops. And what else happened after that?
Yes, right after that, we were hosting a Easter breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put the two together. And when folks came to our breakfast to support our club, all the children colored pictures for our troops. They were all patriotic pictures. And the children wrote letters to our troops. And a lot of people made donations, basic food donations, treats and protein foods and drink mixes. And a lot of people made monetary donations, which helps us buy more treats or helps us with the shipping costs.
Postage. And what are some of these items that you have been shipping overseas?
The most requested items is powder drink mix, because our guys and women only get water bottles. They get bottled water. So they like to have the powder drink mixes, which is like a Gatorades or Kool-Aids or Crystal Light. They love tuna and chicken salad in the bags. They love beef jerky, Slim Jims, sunflower seeds. They love pretzels. They love any kinds of snacks. The only thing that we cannot ship is any chocolate, because it will melt. It's over 100 degrees in Afghanistan right now.
Mm. Wow. Wow. And
yeah.
I'm listening to you go down the list of things. And as a matter of fact, when you had sent the list down for the show, I'm looking and I'm thinking, these are things that when these men and women are home, they probably don't even care for.
You're absolutely right. And
you never know how precious these things are until you don't have them.
And you can't buy them. You're absolutely right. And these things mean the world. At one time, I asked my son to ask each and every guy in his platoon what their favorite treat from home is that they miss the most, that they don't ever get. And the gentleman came back with the most basic treats, Nutty Buddy bars, cheese and crackers, beef jerky, Cheez-Its, Skittles, Chex Mix. And these are all items that are $3 or under each. And that's
wow.
all that they miss the most are these small, simple items. So we
wow.
made sure with our shipment, our first shipment overseas, everybody got their favorite item in a box that
wow.
was labeled just for them.
Wow. Wow. I listened to you and I said it was a lesson learned for me when you shared that with me the other day. Because I'm thinking, I normally, if you want to talk about stereotype and label, all those items, I would say, oh, those are kids' snacks. And to hear that adults want it, I say, wow, one never knows. One never
right.
knows. It's the simple things that people treasure.
Yes.
And how long have you founded this organization?
We just started this past spring. My son just deployed in January, and
mm-hmm.
I am just learning of all this. These are things that we don't learn until we're in a situation like this. We're put in
That's
a situation
right.
like this. So I was never aware of what our troops need and how much help
mm-hmm.
that they need from us.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yes, I mean, we always hear everybody talk about they need our prayers and everything. Yes, they need that, but there's so much more. And as a matter of fact, there's a lady down in Delaware that is doing something similar, because a few months ago I heard her on the radio talking about the same thing. So there are people all across the country who are not just sitting on this sideline and blaming and complaining. You all are taking action, and not only for your child, but you're also letting other men and women know, hey, we appreciate what you're doing. You have, you know, given up your personal life here, and you're out there to represent us and to protect us, and we thank you. And here is what we can do to show our gratitude and appreciation. Have you gotten any feedback from any of the men and women who have received care packages?
Yes, they are so grateful for the packages that they receive. We communicate on Facebook with our soldiers on over there, and they send back messages of how thankful they are of the things that they receive, how, you know, that load of laundry detergent that we sent them has helped them so much washing their clothes. They're very, very grateful for the things that we send.
Wow. So even detergent. So other than the basic meal, what do they get from the Army?
They receive their dinners and their breakfast mm. from the Army. If they are mm. out on missions, they only mm. eat MREs, which are meals ready to eat. It's a meal
oh.
in a box.
Okay.
So they receive nothing from the military. So everything that they need, we need to send them when they're on these bases with no stores. I send them laundry detergent. I send them soaps. I send them toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorants, mouthwashes, sheets for their beds. Everything that you use on a day-to-day item needs to be shipped to our troops.
Wow. So hence, because I was wondering why tuna in the bag, but they have no can openers.
No can openers where they are, yes.
So it has to be ready to be ripped and and eat. Wow,
yes.
There is so much to learn. Yes, go ahead.
When I mail a lot of big boxes of stuff like Cheez-Its or pretzels or, peanuts, I always ship them a box of Ziploc bags to go with it. Because when they head out for missions, whether it's for a day or 10-day missions, they fill up the Ziplocs and they fill up their uniforms with all these foods so that they could have small snacks to eat during a day's time. So it's always those little things that we don't think about that we use on a day-to-day basis. Ziplocs and small foods, and they really appreciate having this real type food for them.
Wow, amazing, amazing, amazing. And who are some, before I ask that question, I want to remind listeners, I know you always like to just sit and enjoy the conversation, but I need to hear from you. So please call 1-646-915-8166, 1-646-915-8166. And for those of you in the chat room, if you are too lazy to call in, you can type in that little box at the bottom. You can type your question, and I will read it for Dana Lynn. So let me hear. Get involved. If you are listening and you have supported this amazing cause, I want to hear from you. I want to hear why you support her, So let's hear. And from what I've heard and what I've read, you have a community that is rallying around this cause. Why do you feel that the community really just bought into this?
Our community here has been absolutely wonderful. They have made this possible. It's people in my town and towns that all are surrounding me that have stepped forward and bring me foods. They donate money for the postage. Without all of their help, I couldn't do this all by myself.
What's the approximate cost for shipping a box? And you ship it priority mail, right?
We have to ship priority mail, and they do have a flat rate box, but it's a very small box. It's about 4 or 5 inches tall by 10 by 10. So you can't fit a lot in that. But if it's heavy items like those canned goods that are pop-off top, you can stack it with them. But that box alone is $14.85 a box. When we make a ship of 15 to 20 boxes, we're at about $250 a shipment.
Yeah, that's a pretty penny. So it's a good thing that people understand that, yes, we need to give you the goods, but we also need to put some money there for the postage, or else you're right. This just could not happen. So when you ship those boxes, like for people who have checked on the site, you see all those priority. That's the last shipment that Dana Lynn shipped last week. So each of those boxes is going to one individual.
Yes.
Are they split? No, it's just each person gets a box.
This last shipment, there's four boxes that are personalized. There's three men that do not receive shipments. My son informed me of a new name recently, and I asked my son, well, who is he? Is he new to your platoon? And he said, no, Mom, he's our linguist, and he joined us on a mission, and we were talking, and he was so surprised when he saw me with real food. So my son explained to him how I ship a lot of foods, and he shared with this gentleman. And that guy said, you're so lucky. I haven't seen peanuts in 6 months since we've been here.
Oh.
So my son gave me his name, and we filled a box full with all kinds of goodies and even some toys for the guys. They need something for their downtime at the end of the day, at the end of a mission.
Yeah.
We also add in some toys. We put Frisbees in there and word search books and board games and poker chips, and we put all kinds of fun stuff in there for the guys. So this last shipment, there was 4 special boxes, and the rest are all community boxes. They will be opened up between this one platoon and shared amongst them all. And like I said, in there is a whole bunch of Ziploc bags for them to divvy everything up.
Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful. Come on, guys. Welcome guest 4213 to the show. I want to hear you guys. Come on. 646-915-8166. Call in. Let us hear from you. So when you mentioned to your family that you were going to start this, what was their take on this whole matter?
My son and my husband were very excited to do this with me, and they've been very supportive, and they've been great about it. They're my machines. They have to pick everything up and help me carry all the boxes and go to the post office, and we've all learned about all of this together. So we're a team doing this, and we love to help everybody.
What would you say to someone who is listening in another area, because this show is global, and they are thinking, I would love to do something like that. What word of wisdom would you like to pass on to them?
It would be wonderful for everybody's help everywhere, because there's troops everywhere that need our help. And it's not just in Afghanistan. It's not just at this base, it's many other bases. And if you reach out on like Facebook, you can get in touch with so many people from the Army and the Marines and the Navy and the Air Force that'll tell you. It's the higher up officers that can tell you. You can mail shipments to me and I'll make sure it gets to guys and women that don't get any packages. So everybody anywhere can do this.
Wonderful. And what sort of a publicity have you been doing to get the kind of support that you have gotten?
I have shared a lot on my Facebook page about what we have done and how we're doing it. A lot of people here in town, it's word of mouth that they keep spreading it. Mm-hmm. And that's all the publicity that I've done. I did recently just have our local newspaper come out because they were very happy with what we're doing, and they're just learning of it too. So they did a, they're doing a write-up on Treats for Troops of Connecticut, too.
Wonderful. If you are just joining me, my honored guest is Mrs. Dana Lynn Dowling, and she is the founder of Treats for Troops here in Connecticut. If you are someone who have donated or you know about the program, I want for you to call in and let me hear what you have got to say. I mean, everybody like to be stroked. So even to give a word of encouragement to my guests and to support her in any way with what she's doing, please let me hear from you. Again, the number to do so is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And we are taking a commercial break, and we will be right back.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, We are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, so there's your opportunity. Don't forget about your intellectual properties. Don't just leave them out there now. People are just grabbing everything that does not belong to them. So if you have not yet sat with an intellectual capital attorney, there is your opportunity to see a great firm. Now, back to the breakfast feeding program. You heard me mention about doing the breakfast feeding program at my former school in Jamaica, West Indies, Westmoreland. And June the 15th, 2014, the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., which is the nonprofit organization that is housing the breakfast feeding program, we are doing a fundraiser cruise on the Norwegian Epic. We are going to Europe. And day one, we will be in Barcelona, Spain. Day two, we will be at sea. Day three, we will be in Pompeii. Day four, we are in Rome. Day five, we are in Italy. Day six, we'll be in France. Day seven, we are in Palma di Mallorca. And day eight, we are back in Barcelona. I tell you, you must join us on this cruise. I have been told that the Epic is the ship to be on. They are just doing amazing things. They are in excess of 20 dining options with 7 complimentary, including 24 hours pizza delivery to anywhere on board. We on there, they have the Blue Man Group, Legend in Concert. They have Second City. They have Fat Cats. They have Jazz Club. And they have the Howl of the Moon. Please contact our cruise consultant, Mrs. Olinda Begg. It's OlindaBegg at AOL.com. Her phone numbers are 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174. You may call her for all the details. Categories: BC Balcony Stateroom is 1313 per person, so that's shared. Then we have category BE Balcony Stateroom, that is 1273. Then we have category ID, which is Interior Stateroom, and that's for $873 per person. And the first payment, you have a year to pay for the cruise. The first payment was due on the 31st of May. However, you can call Mrs. Begg and you can play catch up. So I look forward to seeing you on the cruise. These prices that I've mentioned does not include your flight to Barcelona. So if you have points or whatever you do, if you also need Mrs. Begg to secure a ticket for you to get into Barcelona, when you call her, please let her know that. So again, I look for your support in helping us to raise some funds for the breakfast feeding program and the cafeteria at the Carmel Moravian School in Jamaica, West Indies. So back to our task at hand. Again, I want to hear from you. Come on, call in 646-915-8166. And we are discussing treats for troops. Little did we know all the things that our men and women in uniform who have been deployed overseas, little did we know the simple things that keeps them connected to us. So listen, get your pens and paper, whichever medium you're using, to collect notes, because we need your support. And who knows, you might be calling this show in a few weeks and said, you know, I'm thanking you for bringing that lady on who discussed about treats for troops, because I have started one here in my state. I would love to hear that happening. So back to you, Miss Dana Lynn.
Yes.
I'm glad you didn't run off. I'm glad you waited for us. I am so glad. So,
it's an honor to be here.
Thank you. So what you have just started, what would you like to see happen for Treats for Troops?
I would love to see people pouring in with donations for our troops, with food donations or entertainment donations or any type of donations, monetary donations. They can follow your link on your radio show to get to me on Facebook to learn either how to send it themselves or I can help them sending it. I would love to just see the donations pour in to help out our troops.
Mm-hmm. And when your son comes back, do you think that this Treat for Troops is going to be saying ta-ta?
No, I want to continue this. As much as I've learned in these last 6 months, I would love to continue this for years to come to help all these people that we can help.
You know, I kind of knew the answer to that, because that passion I saw when you speak about it, I know that this is like a match that's made in heaven. I think you're not only doing it because your son is there, you are doing it because it's the right thing to do. And I honor you. I honor you and I applaud you for stepping to the forefront and to do this.
Thank you. It's the least that we could do for what the men and women are doing for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I know you have a long list, but we have time. We have 52 minutes remaining. I want you to name name as many of the items so that people can have an idea of the things that they can send. Because
okay.
There are some things that cannot be sent. So
right.
Okay,
okay,
can you...
The only no shipping is no hotel samples. We are not allowed to ship hotel samples over there.
Mm-hmm.
These men and women need so many things, like I said, from powdered drink mixes, beef jerky, sunflower seeds, hard pretzels, Cheetos, Fritos, any type of small boxed foods they would love to receive. Toiletries, they need body washes, liquid soaps, hair...
Can I stop you? I have a call and... Just mark where you are, because we are going to come back.
Okay.
All right, let me get this caller. Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 9512. Would you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Absolutely. My name is Gary Matthews. I'm calling from Middlebury, Connecticut.
Hi, Gary. Thank you for taking time out to call in.
Absolutely. I think... Dana Lynn Dowling has a wonderful program there. We've donated in the past, and I'd like to pledge another $100 this evening.
Amen. We thank you. So come on, guys, call up. You know, we just got $100 pledge. Come on, somebody.
Absolutely.
Match that.
I need to take care of that, and I'll be happy to either send a check or whatever needs to be done.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so, so very much.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Do you have Gary's phone number, Dana?
Yes, but I'd like to share with everyone our contact information. We could be reached by email at treatsfortroopsconnecticut@gmail.com, or we could be reached on Facebook, through your link, or we can be reached on my cell phone, 203-627-9580.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Dana, you know how to reach me, and I'll have a check out in the mail tomorrow morning for you.
Thank you so much, Gary, and thank you for calling in.
And may I'd like to get anybody else there to be listening to your radio to match my pledge.
That's what
because
I was going to
say. It's a worthy thing.
Before you go, Gary, I want to ask you, what made you started donating, and what made you step up tonight to make this worthy pledge?
Well,
and it brought tears to my eyes, and I honor and thank you so much.
Well, I happen to know Dana's son for many, many, many years. He grew up with my own children.
Yes.
And what Dana's doing is above and beyond yeoman's work and what she's doing for these military men out there. I was in the service myself, and it's a good thing that she does.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
We'd like to see it continue, and God bless you all.
Thank you. Thank you
all
very
right.
much,
Gary. Have a good
Gary.
Night.
Bye-bye. Thank
Thanks,
you so
Gary.
Much. Thank you. And I challenge each and every person that's listening. Hey, Gary did $100. Hey, you can call in and do $110, $150, $200. Come on. I challenge you to call in. And hey, if you can only do $50, that's all right too. I mean, so we just honor. You know, it's people like Gary that let what you do has its meaning.
Absolutely.
Because people believe, you know, with every complaining and everything that's going on in our world today, here is someone that's stepping up and say, hey, I'm giving. I've done in the past, but here I am. I'm calling in, and I'm giving $100 tonight to that cause. And
this would not be possible without people like Gary Matthews.
Yes,
it's people like him that make this possible to help our troops.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What
a
beautiful
thing. So come
on,
guys. Call up. 646-915-8166. We had not planned that we were going to ask for monetary donation, but Gary started the ball rolling. We have 47. We have 47 minutes remaining. Let's see what we can do. Let's rock this baby. It would be nice if we end up with $1,000 tonight. It would be a good thing. So continue.
Beautiful.
Yeah, continue. Let's talk about the items. You began going down the list.
So any type of foods, the fruit gummies, all kinds of foods, those guys like everything. But no chocolate is to be sent this time of year. It's 110 degrees in Afghanistan right now, so we can't send any chocolates. They like gum. We need toiletries. They need shampoos. They need body washes, liquid soap, shaving cream. It has to be in a tube. It cannot be an aerosol-type can. They need soap. They need lip balm. They need sunscreen. It is so hot there, and the sun is awful on these guys. Chapstick. They need body lotions. They need bug spray. The bugs are terrible there, I hear. Everything that we use on a day-to-day basis. They need vitamins. They need allergy pills, you know, Claritins and Sudafeds, and they need everything. We have mailed them movies, DVD movies, new or used, and we ship them out there, Xbox games, PlayStation games. Like you said earlier, they like kids' items. They're still children in those big bodies.
Oh.
They like to sit down and play a video game at the end of the day. So we ship them all these things, flash drives. We ship them games for their computers. Some of them have laptops with them. So we send them small handheld games that our kids are done with. The small comforts of home, any photographs or posters, sceneries for their tents and their walls. They just need something to look at to take their mind off of what's going on and where they are. They like crafts. They like scrapbooking. They like crossword puzzles and word search books. Magazines are a huge asking for. We all have magazines in our houses that we've already read. We could ship them on over there, and those guys would love to read them too. I've mailed wiffle ball bats and wiffle balls. They love them. Nerf balls, footballs, any type of toys, stuff to get their minds having fun is a great item to ship on over there. They need all kinds of linens. They need pillowcases. They need sheets. They need towels. They need washcloths. Most of all, they need laundry detergent. They do not get supplied laundry detergent, and they can't buy it. So that's a very important item. Fabric softener sheets, small flashlights, battery-operated only, air fresheners. They love air fresheners because their boots really stink at the end of the day, and they love to stick an air freshener in them.
Okay, that's where they put the fabric softener sheets because aren't they drying their clothes by sun, right? They're hand washing. Okay.
Well, they do have a wash machine. I ship
really?
The detergents on over there for them. So
okay.
There is a washing machine. But their boots are awful. These guys are sweating. It's 110 degrees. They're in full gear. They are very, very hot. So I don't want to know what their boots smell like at the end of the day. So any type of foot powders is a great item. A lot of them end up with athlete's foot because they're sweating so much in their boots for 12 hours a day. Those are great items to ship on over, or get in touch with me and I'll make sure that they get shipped there and get to the right people.
Wow.
They need
For people who are listening, they are in other states or wherever they are, and they are listening, and they would like to send, on behalf of treats for troops, instead of shipping twice, couldn't they just contact you and get all the details and ship it?
Yes, absolutely. They
directly
sure can.
Because instead of shipping twice.
Right.
It's
shipping is
double.
Very expensive.
Mm-hmm,
yep. And again,
mm-hmm.
I could be reached at Treats for Troops Connecticut. That's TreatsForTroopsCT @gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I will give them the exact address where they could ship it to. And it will get to our soldiers.
Right, because in that case, they could probably do community boxes that would be split up among
Absolutely.
Everybody. But there's always a way. So if you are listening, you're not too far away to get involved and to do something. So we thank Gary for calling in. We know there are a lot more people out there who need to be calling in. We only have 42 minutes and 27 seconds. So please call in 646-915-8166. And again, we know Gary started with 100, but trust me, we are willing to accept what you have. So call in, you know, if you can go higher, if you can go lower, it's okay. Every little bit helps. So call in 646-915-8166. All right, is there anything you want to tell the people that I have not asked you yet? I'll give you an opportunity to do that, and then I'll go back to questioning you.
We have shipped so much on over to our guys. We estimate in the packages that I myself have mailed, and it's all by donations from the community, approximately 500 pounds that we have sent to our troops. One thing that I did, one teacher contacted me that is a teacher in this community, and she said, I'd like my children to get involved with this, which is a beautiful thing, to get your kids involved.
Nice.
If your kids just color a picture or write a letter, that's the kind of stuff that we want to mail to our guys. So
yes.
With Gainfield Elementary School in Southbury, Connecticut, it was Mrs. Tesh's fourth grade room that they all wrote a letter to our troops, and Mrs. Tesh gave her students these worry stones. It's a stone that you rub whenever you're nervous about a test coming up or something that they were worried about. So Mrs. Tesh had given her students these stones, and they used them every day when they got scared about a big test coming or something. Well, when the children were doing their letters to our troops, one of these students asked if they could send their rock to our soldiers.
Oh, how sweet.
Yes, and Mrs. Tesh said, well, if that's what you want to do, I know you guys use your rocks very often. And they said, we think that they're more worried than we are, and we'd like to ship our worry stones. And it was so beautiful, Daphne. When Mrs. Tesh brought me the packages that I was going to ship off, had their worry stones in there. And I know that these stones meant the world to these students. When our soldiers received these stones and the gratitude that they had from these young children in fourth grade, the soldiers sent back a stack of rocks from Afghanistan to replace their worry stones, to let those children know how much that they believe in the kids, too, just as much as the kids believe in our troops.
What a story. That
so
is so powerful.
So it's everyone that can get involved. Yes, it's
fourth
everyone.
Grade.
It's young and old. We can all help our troops.
And it doesn't take a lot.
Look
at those fourth graders. The fourth graders got it. They know it's not about us. It's about somebody else.
Right.
You know, because there was not a selfish bone in their bodies when they
So giving here. They were so giving. Because a lot of them really relied on those rocks when it became a big test time. They believed in their rock to give them strength. And when they wanted to ship them off to our soldiers, what a beautiful gesture.
What a beautiful thought. Yes.
Yes.
And
just
a yes, I think they are more worried than us. That is powerful. Wow.
Yes. Thank Mrs. Tesh and her fourth grade classroom. And many classrooms can do this. If the teacher wants to have all the students write a letter, I would love to ship those letters to these guys. Mm-hmm. We shipped all the pictures from our breakfast and these letters, and my son sent me a picture. They're all hung up in their all-purpose room. And these guys like to go back after a hard day or a hard mission and read these letters, how these children believe in them and how we appreciate what they're doing. These small things mean the most to these troops.
Yes, yes, yes. Listen, we only have 38 minutes and 19 seconds remaining. Let's see what we can do. $100, that's what's on the table. We only have $100 in the pot. Come on, you all can sweeten that pot up. Let Gary know that, here, I'm stepping up and I'm helping you out. So 646-915-8166. You are listening to Dana Lynn Dowling, who is the founder of Treats for Troops here in Middlebury, Connecticut. I want to hear from the people in the chat room, 1449-3904-3818-3699. Let me hear from you guys. Call in with your donations or type your questions or remarks or your comments in that little box below. Again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And if you are not following us on Twitter, we ask that you do so at Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, on Connect with Us on Facebook.com/DynamicDaphne. And we want for you to subscribe to our mailing list, and you can get a free DVD, free CD, or free ebook by visiting DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. It's DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. So check it out, sign up for our mailing list, and claim some freebies. And remember that we are here on this broadcast at least twice a week. On Wednesdays, our focus is on the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. On Sundays, our focus is on stories that are changing the lives of people in some way. And today, what better way to do when we are coming up to 4th of July than to be focusing on how much we appreciate our men and women in uniform. So call in. Remember, Mr. Matthews donated $100, and we want to see how many more $100 we can get. Please call in 646-915-8166. Regardless of where you are, you can call in. If you have to send it via PayPal, I'm sure Dana will tell you, we will work it out. But come on, you can't let Gary be the only one who is doing something. You got to show us what you got. 646-915-8166. Okay, so what's next for Treats for Troops, Dana?
Well, there's other items that folks can send.
Yes.
The guys love to get patriotic knickknacks, U.S. flags, flags from your states, baseball hats, football jerseys, things that make them think of home. They do need T-shirts. Their shirts get worn down very quick, and they can't order new uniforms while they're out there. They have to have cotton, green, and tan undershirts. They cannot have Under Armour due to its material is very flammable. So no Under Armour is allowed to be shipped there. So T-shirts, they must be cotton and green and tan, green or tan. And socks are a huge item that they need. Black socks or olive green socks. The guys go through socks like crazy. And that's an item that I've been shipping a lot on over there also.
So you're saying no matter how long they are, therefore they cannot order new uniform?
No, if the outside of their uniform, their pants, their jackets get damaged, they will have them sewed right there. But the stuff underneath, their T-shirts, their socks, their underwear, they need new ones shipped to them. They just get worn out, and they're sweaty and they're hot. And so we ship them a lot of these items, too, T-shirts and socks. And they really, really need them. And they appreciate having a new pair of socks on their feet compared to the old beaten-up socks after being in those yucky boots.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So much, so much, so much to learn. Come on, we only have 33 minutes and 16 seconds. Where are the $100 bills? Where are the $50 bills, the $200, the $300? Come on. Let us hear from you, 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So, we spoke about all the items that can be shipped, and you mentioned that this time of the year, no chocolate should be shipped.
Yes.
So, is there a special time of the year that you can ship chocolate?
We can ship chocolate in the winter there, and I'm very surprised to learn that they are out in the desert, but it's very cold and snowy there in the winter. Very, very cold.
Oh.
So in the wintertime, our troops like to get fleece blankets and winter hats and winter gloves. And it's crazy to know that they have heavy winters just like we do here in New England. So in the wintertime, we can send them those kind of treats. The other treats that we cannot send is home-baked items. Everything has to be store-bought packaged in order to ship it on over there. If it's not store-bought packaged, they cannot have it because we don't know how it was baked or what it was baked with. So, unfortunately, home-baked items are a no-no also.
Okay. So, now, you say you don't know what's baked with and all of that. Is that they're thinking about some people will probably have allergy or what?
Yes, it could be allergies, but also the problem is that things go bad very quickly in the mail when it's 100 degrees underneath in that plane, and it takes days to get there. So nothing home-baked can go on over there because things spoil.
Right,
they don't
and it
know
doesn't
what
have the preservatives,
with.
Yeah.
Yes, and unfortunately, you just can't send home-baked goods. So I go and store buy everything, crackers and cheese and Little Debbie cakes and ship all that kind of stuff, and they love it. They need the calories. They love the protein.
They just love it.
I think we need to make them more hyper because they have very, very long days being in the military.
Yes. How many days does a priority mailbox takes to get there?
It's approximately a week. Sometimes it'll be quicker. I think it depends how long it takes. It lands at a main base somewhere near them in Afghanistan, and then it has to get from that base to our soldiers' bases. And it depends on how much is going on. There's a lot of war still going on. And when they try to deliver these packages to the outposts, they end up in a lot of trouble on the route. So there could be delays. It could take a week. It could take a little bit longer. It just depends on what's going on where they are, is what I think. But it's no more than a week and a half to get on out there.
Okay, okay, okay. Wow. Come on, guys. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Let's hear from you. Let's hear from you. 646-915-8166. So what else you want to tell the listeners, Dana?
Well, I think it's great that we could do these little things and donate things. And if you can get your children involved, to write a letter, to send a letter of support to our troops would be wonderful. I've had so much support from people around here. Gary Matthews of Matthews Commercial has supported us in the past, and he continues to support us, obviously. And it's, we need people like this to make this possible, to help our troops. Because we are well here at home, we need to help others.
Wow. And as, again, it does not take a lot for us to do a little something. You know,
right.
Just step out there. Everybody probably doesn't have $100 like Mr. Matthews, but we all have something, and you can do something. Because
it's every dollar adds up to help us with the postage. I had somebody donated a banner that was absolutely beautiful, and it said, thank you to our Slayer Platoon, which is the 189 Cav 10th Mountain Division, and they're out of Fort Drum, upstate Watertown, New York. And on this banner, I just went in town and asked everybody and anybody, can you please write a positive note on here and sign this banner? We want to ship it to our troops. People were happy. You know what? Every quarter, every 50 cents, every dollar, every 10, every 100 helps me to make this possible, to mail them these treats.
I want to welcome guest 5073 to the show. Let me hear from you guys in the chat room, 646-915-8166, or you are welcome to type in the bottom there. Dana, I want to hear from you too. So call in. We have 27 minutes remaining. 27 minutes remaining here. And we want to hear from you. What you think about what she's doing. See, somebody all the way from upstate New York sending a banner. Wherever you are, you can do something. So let us hear from you. 646-915-8166. So when are you going to be, I know it's just this week that you shipped. So when are you planning to ship out again?
As soon as I get enough products again, this shipment that just went out is the last shipment that this platoon can receive. This platoon doesn't actually leave Afghanistan until October. So it shows you that what we just shipped, 16 boxes, has to last them till October. But there are other platoons that have gone out in the last 3 months and that are leaving right now to head on out there, and I want to support them too. So I'm going to continue shipping. Folks are still bringing me goods to my home, or else they call me, and I'll come pick them up, and we will ship. I try to do every month and a half a new shipment on out there to our troops. I can also have people, if they want to ship stuff or drop off stuff that are local here, they can drop it to Matthews Commercial Properties in Waterbury, Connecticut, and that's on 134 Highland Avenue. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 o'clock, I believe, and you can leave your donations there, too, and I can pick them up there. If you can't get out to donate, I can come to you. It's all those things that get donated that make it possible that I could ship every couple months to these soldiers.
So this platoon, you said they're there until October. So how many shipments were they able to receive during the time that they're there?
I did 3 big community shipments to this platoon. I kept mailing my child a lot of boxes with 5 boxes of peanuts and 5 boxes for him to share. But regular platoon community boxes, I called it, I did 3 big shipments, and I'm estimating it was about 500 pounds of goods that we have mailed to these soldiers.
So like when you send to your son, there are no limits to what they receive. It's just the general community ones they have a limit on? If you're sending to
a
family member.
There's no limit. I can send 100 boxes.
Because you said that this is the last shipment they can receive because they're leaving in October.
Yes, for this platoon.
Right.
But there's other platoons there that we can sponsor and that we can take care of them. And I'm in contact with higher-up officers that I will ship the officer the next set of boxes, and he will get it to guys from the 10th Mountain Division that do not receive care packages currently. So he'll make sure that he gives it to each and every guy that and woman that does not get packages already.
Yeah, but what I was trying to get clarity on, for example, your son, you can send him as many boxes between now and October, or he's not allowed to get any more too.
October. No more. They cannot receive any more. Their last package dates are July 10th. So if I get out one more package tomorrow, it might just make it to them, but I'm cutting it very tight. So that's why I did the shipment last Friday.
Okay. So there's, you can't just haphazardly do things. It has to be planned with intentions. And there are many guidelines that people must follow in getting getting this done.
Yes, I get in touch with officials from Fort Drum, New York, up in Watertown, New York. I get in touch with them. There's a girl, Kelly, in the office that tells me who, because I can only ship to my child. Now that I cannot ship to my son, she will tell me exactly who I can ship to. I can't send a random box to John Doe of the U.S. Army at this address because they don't know me. They don't know what's in that box. And for the safety of our soldiers, I cannot send to people I don't know. And that is great that they protect our soldiers like that. So everything I ship from now on will go on up to their higher-up commanders, and they will take care of it for me from there because I won't have anyone there in Afghanistan as of that point.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Come on. We need some $100. We need some $50, some $20, some $25. And $425 is $100, so it's okay if you want to call in and do $425. But we don't want Gary's $100 to be the sole one out there. So come on, call us up, 646-915-8166. And we are winding down because we have 21 minutes and 56 seconds remaining in this show. Now, as you look back over this, the beginning of this, when you started this organization or program or project, whatever label you put to it, how does it make you feel, and what's going on inside of you when you look on the boxes and you look on all the donations coming in? How does it make you feel? Would you like to just describe that?
It's such a feeling of being blessed, and it's a feeling of love to help someone else. We are not a very well-off family. I don't have a lot. But I am very blessed for what I do have. And if I can help someone else, it gives me such a feeling of warmth and love. And that's what I do. I like to help out in my community. I like to volunteer a lot. And this is just another way that we could spread our love to others. And you don't have to have everything in the world to do this is the thing. It's those little gestures that mean so much to someone else. And when I could do that for someone else and put a smile on someone else's face, that has made my day 100 times better.
That is so true. It's the little things. It's the little things, you know.
Like absolutely.
I keep thinking about those little fourth graders, you know. Those little fourth graders. It just melts your heart when you hear something like that. And for all of them to say, no, they need it more than we do because they are more worried. I mean, children always get it right. The adults are the ones that make things so challenging, you know?
For those children to do what they did warmed my heart so much that it made me cry. I cried. I cry a lot these days.
Mm-hmm.
But that gesture of love from those children
is
just what makes our country a great place and makes our communities an even better place to live in. And to know that we care beyond our little world of what we live in, that's what it's all about.
Yes, yes, yes. Whew. I wonder what happened to all these people, why they're not calling in. Well, Dana, we have 19 minutes and 20 seconds remaining. I want to give you time to just look through your thoughts and see what else you want to tell the people. Then after that, I want to give you an opportunity, to summarize your thought. And again, to give the people, after you summarize your thought, I want for you to give the listeners your contact information again.
Okay.
So what else would you like to tell the people that we have not yet covered?
We have covered a lot. It's just all those things that we need to get shipped out to our troops that are basic items, that are $1 to $5 items. They could be slightly used items, too, like the PlayStation games and the Xbox games that our children are all done playing with. We could donate them to the troops. I think it's so important that we reach out and help these people. And it's easy. I just find that this is such an easy thing to do, is just to step out and help them in these ways.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's a beautiful thing. And when we were trying to find a website, email address, excuse me, to make a contact email, there are so many other states and other parents that have learned about what our troops go through and what they need. And we're very surprised by what they need. We think that they're in the military and they're all set. And our men and women are not all set. They don't get these basic items that they need every day to take a shower or brush their teeth. It's not supplied to them through the military. It's not part of the package, if you would say so.
Wow.
So I think
heavens.
It's so important. Yeah, it was a big eye-opener.
Wow. It's a big eye-opener for me because you would think that for what they are doing, those things would be priority, but I guess not.
You would think so. We have so much in our world. We're helping everybody with you know, starvation and clothing and food. And to think that it's our troops that need this stuff, it overwhelms me, and it has opened up my eyes a lot. And I wouldn't have learned this without my son being over there. And I'm so grateful that I have learned what I have learned to be able to help these people. And all my friends and family that have helped me make this possible, I couldn't do it without them. One of my girlfriends came on over, and she helped me pack all these boxes, and she, you know, made sure that they all weighed the right weight and remembered what we were weighing, because we don't remember. it's people like that that are my crutches that make this possible. People that stand up and say, let's make a difference in our world. Mm-hmm. Without them, I wouldn't be able to do it.
I'm very happy that we spent this time this evening, because I've learned so much. Because a lot of times we just sit on the sidelines and we just think that, you know, certain things, it's the norm and certain things happen. Because who would think things like laundry detergent and toiletries and things, it's not supplied to them? You would never think. You would think that it's part of the deal. They get that.
Right.
But I guess
especially
not.
Laundry detergent, shampoo, body
my
soap.
Heavens.
Those are not part of the deal. And when these guys are out on missions are awful. War is still going on, and I don't realize this, and our news doesn't show it as much, but war is still going on. These gentlemen and women are in firefight every day. Every day they're out there trying to live and stay safe, and it's these items that they need. And they need books and magazines to get their minds off of what they've been through after a day out there on a mission. It's amazing how much I have learned. And I've met online many other parents that are part of the military that we're all learning this together and trying to figure out how can we help our troops.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, I'm so disappointed that nobody has called in yet. However, what they said, it's not over until the fat woman sings. We have 14 minutes. We have 14 minutes and 30 seconds before we go bye-bye. So I want to encourage you, call in. Call in. Call in and do something. So, this is your opportunity to summarize what you want to leave the listeners with.
What I'd like to leave them with is Treats for Troops is a wonderful, it's definitely a nonprofit organization. I'm not profiting from this in any way. It's a wonderful thing that you could do to help our soldiers. It is the smallest gestures that you could do. I think that if everybody can stand up and help our troops, it would be such a great place for where our troops are. It would give them a little bit of love from home. I think that Treats for Troops is a great thing, and it's in all states. If you just go online and look up our military branches, it'll get you in contact with how we can help our troops more.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Please give all the contact information, how people can reach you.
I'm sorry, my contact information again is I could be reached on Facebook. My name is Dana Lynn Dowling, D-A-N-A-L-Y-N-N, last name Dowling, D-O-W-L-I-N-G. Feel free to email me at treatsfortroopsconnecticut@gmail.com. That's TreatsfortroopsConnecticut@gmail.com. I can have stuff dropped off if you're local at Matthews Commercial Properties at 134 Highland Ave in Waterbury, Connecticut. I can also be reached on my cell phone. It's area code 203-627-9580. And if you'd just like to call me to learn more of maybe ways that you can figure out how to help out from where you are, I'd love to talk to you and help you.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to thank you for coming on and for educating us, because I don't think I was the only novice here that did not know a lot of what you spoke about. So I want to thank you, thank you, thank you. And I look forward to having you back when you're doing something else. I mean, come back and let us know what you are doing. And for those of you who might be encouraged to go start something, call us up and let us know that by listening to this conversation this evening, it has motivated you, it has inspired you to become motivated to go out there and start. Remember, if nothing sticks with you, remember those fourth graders that gave up their worry rocks for the troops. What are you giving up? Ask yourself the question, what are you giving up, or what have you gave up in the past? Each and every one of us can give something. Doesn't need to be a lot. You don't have to be a millionaire to do something. Each and every one of us can do something. All those little kids has was their worry rock, and they wrote a note, and they sent their worry rock. That's enough for us to think about. What are you willing to give up for these men and women who are putting their lives on the line for us? Again, we have 10 minutes remaining We might be getting a call right now for $1,000, Dana. Let us just pray that that is so. We have 10 minutes and 22 seconds remaining. So, as always, I always give my honored guests a last chance for a word, something that's really burning their heart, and they say, "Ooh, I didn't talk about this. I want to talk about it before I get off the phone." This is the opportunity to do that, Miss Dana.
I think that we covered everything on the food basis. If you guys, anybody wants to get in touch with our troops and just send positive messages, there's many Facebook sites that you can visit. There's the 189 CAV. If you just type in 189 CAV, there's a Black Hawk troop that you can punch up, Black Hawk troop. There's a Bravo 189 troop. If you just type in the word Army on a Facebook, you can get in touch with our soldiers and just send positive messages. If you can't do monetary or materialistic, being foods or clothing, you can at least reach out and send a note to these people and let them know how appreciative we are for what they're sacrificing, because they're missing their holidays, they're missing their birthdays, they're missing their families to be there for us. And I think that it's the little things that we could do is to give back to them for sacrificing all that they do for us.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I tell you, I don't know. I know Gary's disappointed, and I'm also disappointed. I know, Dana, you might not want to say you're disappointed, but, boy, I don't know. But with
no,
8 minutes and 40... Oh, well, that's
good
for you.
They're all
going to
email us, and they're going to Facebook in the future.
Okay, so it's going to come in. So just let us know. And we'll be sure to let all the listeners know when the people mail those big checks into Dana. I'll be sure to let you know that, listen, the people stepped up to the plate, and they donate so much money. So, again, I want to thank all the people that join us in the chat room. Guests 3699-3818-3904-5699-4213-5073. I want to thank each and every one of you for spending your Sunday evening with us. And listen, I want for you to enjoy your 4th of July. Be safe. If you drink, don't drive. Remember? And another thing I want to remind you that, listen, don't be texting and driving. There are lots of young people that are losing their lives because they are texting and driving. Listen, there's nothing that is so important that cannot be done when you pull over. Make intelligent and wise choices, knowing that your lives depend on it. And as always, we are always looking for a good story. So if you come across one in your everyday walk, I want you to reach out to me. Tell me about it. I'll contact the people. I'll have a pre-show conversation. And if I see that it is a match and it is worthy to pass on to you, my listeners, I will certainly have them on. Again, I want to thank Dana Lynn Dowling for the amazing job that she has taken on and that she's doing for our troops. And again, I want to remind you all to be on the cruise. Call the cruise consultant, Olinda Begg. You may email her at Olinda Begg. It's OLINDABEGG at AOL.com. Or you may telephone her at 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174. Again, I thank you for joining us this amazing summer Sunday evening. And if you're still running the barbecue, you can have something for me. I don't know what it is. Maybe some grilled grilled zucchini or grilled sweet potato or grilled eggplant or something, but have a bite for me. And again, Dana, thank you, my friend, for coming on. And do you have anything else you want to say?
I want to thank you so much for giving us this time to spread the word. And I want to thank everybody who's listening for listening to this and learning about it. And I want to thank you in advance for your support. And reach out to your troops and help your troops. And I can't thank you enough, Daphne, for taking this time and spreading the word.
Pleasure. Pleasure is all mine. And again, I want to remind you, my listeners, as a matter of fact, I get off here, I'm going to be guest on Cyber Den. So for those who are supporting the Cyber Den, you can listen for me over there sharing my story. And I want to remind you that you're all called for a destiny. Do not allow anyone to derail you. Stay blessed, and I love you.
Hey, I'd like to thank Gary Matthews again for making that donation for Matthews Commercial Properties.
Okay.
Breaking of day, it's destiny. And I know what I'm here for, yeah. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him.